Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Week 14 kicks off tonight, and it's a doozy. Pearl, good morning. Dallas Cowboys on the road to face the Lions. We've had this one circled for a little bit because it's two teams that are kind of feel like they're going in different directions, to be honest. The Dallas Cowboys have won three in a row. The Lions coming off a loss on Thanksgiving to the Packers. They are injury prone. There's just injuries everywhere. And to put some numbers behind what this means for the playoffs, just to get this out on the table from the very beginning, Next Gen Stats.
Oh, you're not using the Athletic playoff predictor?
I'm not. I've abandoned them because I don't think they're right.
It was becoming a crutch, Maggie.
It was.
We'd be walking around and I'd be like, what do you want for lunch? Let me check the Athletic playoff predictor.
The playoff predictor says chicken Caesar wrap. So the Next Gen Stats, I've pivoted, projects that the Lions have a 42% chance to make the playoffs as it is. It jumps to 59% with a win over Dallas, but drops to 22% with a loss. From the Cowboys side of things, they have a 17% chance to make the playoffs. It rises to 31%. 31% chance to win. 31% chance to make the playoffs with a win falls to 6% with a loss.
You take your 33 and a third chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning.
Manny loves to make fun of me about this, but... it's true. There's this real numbers behind how big this game is tonight.
Well, I mean, listen, let's talk about the real number here. We have to watch this game, Detroit against Dallas, to support this little company called Amazon. Because
why are you guys such nerds?
I don't think anyone's tuning in for these Cowboys games. We have to watch it to make sure. Now, this is an amazing Thursday night matchup. But you're right. The teams are going in totally different directions. It's such a critical point for both seasons because...
Here we go.
I don't think Lions fans are giving up on the season despite this rash of injuries. I think they're still confident that they should be able to win this game at home. I don't think there are any nervous Lions fans about even the red-hot Cowboys coming in.
Oh, I disagree. And the Lions have been flip-flopping wins and losses going back to the loss at Kansas City. I mean, it's been anything but consistent. They were in a dogfight of a game against the Giants, just a couple weeks ago. And I thought Dan Campbell really cost them against Green Bay. And here's the other part of this thing. You know, I think for the Cowboys, here's the question. Who do you have more confidence in down the stretch? Who would you trust more, the Dallas Cowboys or the Detroit Lions? It's possible neither of them make the playoffs. It's maybe possible both do, but I don't think so. I think it would either be the Lions. If they lose this game, I think they're trending in the wrong direction. Meanwhile, the Packers and the Bears are playing for first place on Sunday. But here's the thing. I actually trust the Cowboys more down the stretch. We said this coming into the week. I think the Cowboys are playing some of the best football of anyone in the league, and not just the Raider game, but beating your Eagles and obviously beating Kansas City on Thanksgiving. Now, this is different. It's on the road, and this is a must-win for the Lions, not to use the cliche, but like this feels like their playoff lives. The problem for the Lions is this is not their only tough game here. You get past Dallas, congratulations. You got to go play the Rams. And then after that, who knows what Pittsburgh's going to do? And then you have to finish out the season at the now first place Chicago Bears. I just think it's much, much tougher for the Lions. And considering the injuries, you know, the Cowboys feel like they're trending towards getting healthier. The Quinn and Williams trade has clearly paid dividends on that defense. Whereas the Lions now with, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown is questionable. They have injuries all over the offensive line and the defense. It's just, it feels like last year all over again.
Oh, yeah. I just think, throw that to the side. The Lions are at home. I think their fans expect them to win. They're 3-point favorites. Like, this would be a devastating loss for Lions fans. You know, this is a big deal. Dallas is great at home, it turns out. They did beat both those big wins that we're talking about, the Eagles and KC, were in Dallas.
True.
I think it's a different animal when you're in Detroit. So, yeah, logically, yes, the Cowboys are trending forward, but you have a very desperate Lions team. The Cowboys, to be totally honest, can afford a loss here because they had things get a little easier after this trip. And they, since they have a tie, they probably have a better angle to get in the playoffs than the Lions themselves. The Lions would fall to 7-6. The Cowboys would be 6-6-1, but if they can run their last four, they're 10-6-1. And help me out with the math here, but 10-6-1 is better than 10-7. So, yeah, I think the Cowboys do have an angle, even if they lose this game, to get into the postseason. Not that they're thinking that. I think both teams are really all in on this, but I feel like a desperate Lions team is dangerous here.
It has to be. If you're not going to have your best possible game plan tonight, then that's, you know, this is not the Lions team that we've been watching over the last 3 years. It's not. And they think about this for the Lions, guys. What is, like, one of their secret weapons is, obviously it's not so secret, it's Jahmyr Gibbs, it's the running game, all of that. But one of the things is you got to live or die with Dan Campbell and his risk-taking and his aggressive play calling. They have not converted on their last 7 fourth down attempts.
Yeah, I know. Well, the last one especially, where Jameis Williams basically had a touchdown and Goff threw it 2 inches to his right.
And that's the other thing. Goff, you know, if you can get to him up the middle, then we all know that he's not the same guy. Whereas Dak Prescott, on the flip side, is maybe playing some of the best QB in the league right now. I mean, Dak has really done well. Now, they have the offensive lineman. Their offensive tackle, Tyler Guyton's going to be out for this game. But they've played games with him out before, and I think they feel confident that they're not going to stop Aiden Hutchinson, but I think they feel confident that they'll be able to get around it because, what, are you going to blitz Dak Prescott when he's got George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb to throw to and Ferguson? Like, he's going to eat. He's been awesome against the Blitz.
One thing I kind of disagree about, the Cowboys do not necessarily get after the quarterback. Jalen Hurts had an hour and a half in that pocket.
But the Lions don't really either. Dak Prescott might be able to have some time.
Yeah, and as far as what killed the Lions was Micah Parsons was shot out of a cannon the entire fourth quarter. And that fourth quarter play, the fourth down play, Jared Goff just was getting so much pressure.
Yep.
From all angles. The inside does bother him, but the outside bothered him too. I think Goff indoors in this game should be okay. As for Hutchinson has not been the same this year, obviously a little bit, but he's not that far off. I mean, he could be a problem for them. I feel like the narrative, everybody is expecting the Cowboys to keep going up and the Lions to keep going down, and you know how this works.
Yeah.
It could easily be a different game. Man, the Lions could use Amon-Ra St. Brown out there.
He's technically questionable. I don't know. I mean, it feels like a lot to ask him to play on that bad ankle. And even if he does play, you know, what is he? Is he 20-30% of what he could be? Is he even a decoy? So, you know, yeah, you're right about the Lions defense. You know, they were kind of gangbusters as far as getting to the quarterback weeks 2 through 9. But since then, I think they've had 4 sacks only over the last 5 games or so. So, listen, it's a crazy matchup. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm expecting a lot of points to be scored in this one. But I think the question is fair. Who do you trust more down the stretch? And for that, I will take the Dallas Cowboys. Listen, I didn't like the Michael Parsons trade. Everyone was split on that. Obviously, people in Dallas, you guys called us. You let us know. You loved it. We were overwhelmed and, quite frankly, a little stunned by how happy some Cowboys fans seem to be that Michael Parsons was out the door and on his way to the Packers. Listen, I got to give Jerry some credit here. This has been a very different team. Now, I hate the process. I don't like how we went about it. I think this could have been a lot smoother and and he could have just really maximized the return on Parsons, which I'm not so sure that he actually did.
Spanking himself.
Because of the timing, right?
Exactly,
right.
Because he waited too long for the trade. But Quinnen Williams looks like he has been worth every penny. Now, well, every penny. A bit of trade capital that they gave back to the Jets. Now, is it coinciding with the fact that the Cowboys are getting much healthier on defense? Is it coinciding rookies stepping up now and guys just like really becoming rejuvenated along that defensive line? Yeah, but I think Quinnen Williams deserves some credit for that because it can't be that much of a coincidence. He's made a tangible difference. In his three games as a Cowboy, they're 3-0. They're allowing 9 fewer points per game and 85 fewer yards. The third downs have been different with Quinnen Williams there. The conversion rate for opponents is way less. So, I don't know, Pearl. I guess I'm giving Jerry some credit here. Yeah, I've given him a lot of credit over the last couple weeks. I think the Quinnen Williams trade was inspired.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you when the 2027 draft runs around. That being said, yeah, I feel like if the Cowboys get to the first round of the playoffs, which I've been on them being in the playoffs for a while, then they lose this game, then I'm not sure you're going to have that same energy. I just think that the Quinnen Williams trade looks great now, and it is a great trade, but that 2027 draft is going to be loaded, and I think there's a lot TBD about the trade. And it could be a win-win trade because the Jets didn't need Quinnen Williams, so that I have no problems on the Jets side at all about what they did. But the interesting thing is that'll be one to watch. Like, Dallas better be good next year because they don't want to have a bunch of injuries and fall in the draft and then give a really good pick to the Jets.
Well, I get that, but that goes back to them already paying Dak Prescott, right? Like, you're talking about the 2027 draft is loaded, but you're talking about from quarterback.
No, everything.
Oh, okay.
The GOATs in that draft. Jeremiah Smith's in that draft. It's going to be the greatest wide receiver draft of all time, probably.
But we thought that about Marvin Harrison. He has not made the difference that we thought he was going to make.
Yeah, that might be true, but Jeremiah Smith. I mean, the second we saw Jeremiah Smith, and also Ryan Williams and all sorts of other guys, Cam Coleman, like this has always been known, even from high school, as the ultimate wide receiver draft.
But that doesn't fit with the Cowboys. They've got plenty at receiver.
No. But the entire draft from up and down the line, everybody happens to turn pro next year.
Arch Manning.
What the McShay and the Kuiper crew would say. Well, it's Manning, it's Lagway, it's everybody hits the draft next year. This year's draft, it's like we're going to have a safety in the top five. This year's draft is not good.
Yeah, well, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476 is Manny's team. Is going to have...
You're going to draft a safety.
Top three pick.
This is what I dreamed of.
He's good,
of.
Though.
Wonderful. So was Jamal Adams for like 50 seconds.
Yeah, you definitely want to pass on Patrick Mahomes for Jamal Adams. that did happen in that draft.
This would be Caleb Downs we're talking about, who is... better than anybody. But.
Hey, with the Giants luck, he'll probably turn into one of the worst cornerbacks in the history of the NFL. But anyway, continue with the topic at hand.
Well, the topic at hand today is the Thursday night matchup between the Cowboys and the Lions. And our question is, who do you trust more down the stretch? Is it Detroit or is it Dallas? It's a massive game. And you're right, listen, Dallas has been a different team on the road. You know, the losses to Carolina and they're 2-4 on the road. It's just not the same. But this has been a very different Dallas team.
Yeah, this is a fantastic game because of the desperate factor, too. Like you said, design the best plays. I mean, any player is not giving 100% tonight. I mean, how can you not get up for this game? If Dallas has all the momentum, and I think Detroit has a lot of pride. For one, they know that EJ picked them to go to the Super Bowl. That's important to the Lions players in that locker room. They don't want to let down EJ.
There's a lot going on in this game also. I don't know if it's like pride necessarily, but obviously these two teams have a lot of history. And last year, Detroit made it a point to go into Dallas and run up the score. And again, I don't know how much that really carries over from one year to the next and, you know, the personality stuff, but that definitely happened. And also, 2 years before that, they had an epic game with the, you know, did Dan Skipper report eligible? And that's still a thing. You'll also remember last year, Matt Eberflus, who's the defensive coordinator now for Dallas, this was the final game that he coached as the Bears head coach, was in Detroit last year, Thanksgiving, when they absolutely blew the game down the stretch and he got fired.
To the Bears, to somebody.
It was Bears and Lions.
Bears and Lions. Yeah.
So there's just a lot of history, and there's a lot in between here if you want to talk about, like, extra motivation.
Do you remember the game before the Dez game? The Cowboys beat the Lions because they screwed over the Lions on a missed PI call on Brandon Pettigrew.
That,
wow. 2016, that was an amazing playoff game between those two teams.
What a pull.
Yeah, I was going to say
that's 8 years ago. That's not that long.
Some of those guys were in elementary school.
I forgot Brandon Pettigrew was a person until you reminded me.
That's a great
elementary school. Dak Prescott was the quarterback.
No, not Dak. I'm talking about some of the other guys.
But you guys are making it sound like I was describing the Ice Bowl that was so long ago.
Basically,
describing the 78 Steelers Cowboys Super Bowl. This is 2016.
You mentioned Brandon Pettigrew. It's like talking about the NBA, saying, "Oh, remember Andres Nocioni?" It's like, I mean, yeah, I guess, but
I'm just saying it wasn't that long ago. Like maybe there was several players in this game who played in that game. At least, probably just one. Dak Prescott.
There you go. All right, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The question: who do you trust more down the stretch? Is it the Lions or the Cowboys? It is the Maggie and Perloff Show. We're excited for this one today. We got a lot of news for you, both college football and the NFL. Lots of fun games this weekend for the NFL. First place on the line in the NFC North between the Packers and Bears. First place on the line between the AFC North, Steelers, Ravens. So lots to do. Aaron Rodgers defending himself to the media yesterday. It's just all there in front of us, as Aaron Boone likes to say. 888-710-4ISN. We come back with your Dallas calls next.
The great thing is, it's right in front of us.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. I have to issue an apology. I had the wrong year on the Brandon Pettigrew play. It was the 2014 playoffs. They did play in the 2016 playoffs, too. But can I read this story again and get a little outrage going for Detroit fans?
Sure.
Anyone remember that play? It was the game before the Dez Bryant catch. Detroit was driving with a 2017 lead midway through the fourth when referee Pete Morelli announced a pass interference penalty against Anthony Hitchens on a pass to Brandon Pettigrew. But officials reversed the call without explanation. And then Sam Martin had a 10-yard punt after the Lions tried to draw Dallas offsides, and Dallas goes on to win the game. And if I'm in Detroit, I'm thinking about that game tonight.
What? There's plenty of more recent stuff.
Well, that was a big
deal.
That, you know, Matthew Stafford was hopefully had a good team for once in Detroit and didn't work out. Then in 2016, a quick trivia. Can anyone name the backup quarterback to Dak Prescott in 2016?
Oh, man.
By Romo, obviously, was the quarterback for 14.
2016, Dak, it wasn't obviously not Cooper Rush. He had someone else behind him. I don't know.
He is not having a good year. That is my hint. He's having a very bad year. He lost a broadcasting job.
Mark Sanchez?
Yes.
Sanchez. Oh, no.
Yeah. Anyway, Sanchez was the backup. And Darren McFadden was on the team. That's all I got on Dallas. Let's talk about this year's Dallas Cowboys team. There's a lot more exciting going on. Although they all seem like they're part of the same documentary. They're all saying, because the names change, but it's the same drama.
I was thinking, what do you like better when things like that happen, where a call gets reversed, you get no explanation whatsoever, or this phantom thing we have now with the appearance of transparency, but also at times we don't get any explanation? We had on Thanksgiving, there was you could see the referee with the thing earpiece in as they're changing the call while he's announcing to the crowd what the call is.
Well, at least now
like,
they
who's have... making the call here? Some
New York.
I get
Roger
that.
Roger Goodell.
But, well, I've never seen it like this, where he literally turns on the mic and then you can see him taking in information through his earpiece and spitting it out.
At least it's open now. Back then, I think they had mics on. Somebody in New York's like, you better advance those Cowboys.
Well, that's your conspiracy. Let's go to Jason, who's in Washington, D.C. He's our Cowboy fan in enemy territory. What's up, Jason?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Let's talk a little about who do you trust more? I absolutely trust Dallas more coming down the stretch. Mm-hmm. A couple of things. We are the hottest team right now. We've beaten the last two Super Bowl champs, without a doubt. And we've beaten them pretty good, pretty easily.
Were down 21-0 to the Eagles and had to come back. But, yeah, okay. Keep going.
That is true, but you never felt like you were out of the game being down by 21. You just never felt like it. This defense... We went from allowing teams to convert 59% of third down conversions to now converting only 39%. That's tremendous, because now we're getting off the field. We're getting the ball back to our offense. We're creating turnovers. Mm-hmm. So this team is looking much different, simply because I want to say Marshawn Nealon has galvanized this team. It's like they've rallied around him to make it look like, or to give the impression that we're a team now. We're playing for you. And I think that's meant something. So I'm definitely trusting Dallas coming down the stretch more than Detroit.
Jason, thanks so much. Enjoy watching the game tonight. Yeah, listen, I mean, you have these horrifically tragic things that happen, and sometimes it pulls people apart and sometimes it pulls them together. I think also just the addition of Quinnen Williams and also some guys getting healthy on the defensive line.
Also, they face a tumbling Eagles team, and he's right. That game never felt like out of control. And the Chiefs are in big trouble, too, so maybe the right opponents.
Let's go to Tyrone's in Dallas. Tyrone, who do you trust more down the stretch, Cowboys or Detroit Lions?
Good morning. First of all, I want to say to that last caller, yes, all us Cowboy fans, our heart went in our stomachs when we went down 0-21 to the Eagles. So let's not play like we all knew that we was going to come back. None of us thought we was going to come back. Second of all, I trust the Cowboys more than Detroit, only because the injuries in Detroit. You got Ragnow, who retired, who tried to come back. He can't pass his physical. You got the receiver, Arnold. I think he's going to be out for the year. Laporta's not there. Penny Sewell got an injured shoulder. So it's only the injury the reason why Cowboy fans can say that they trust the Cowboys more than Detroit right now.
Yeah, Tyrone, it's a measured take, and it's a true one. I mean, everybody on the Lions, Pearl, is on this injury report. Yeah. Brian Branch is questionable. Taylor Decker is questionable. Glasnow is questionable. So that's guys on the offensive line. Penei Sewell, is questionable. Amon-Ra St. Brown is technically questionable. I would be stunned if he's out there. And then you've got other guys, a bunch of guys who are out, including Kirby Joseph and others.
And if Decker's on the field, you could see him limping last week when he played at Green Bay. So we'll see how healthy he is as well. And Arnold's a cornerback, obviously. Yep. The Laporta injury, oh my God, is that huge for the Lions. That guy is, I think, one of the most underrated players in the NFL. And they need big plays out of him, and he's not going to be there. Yeah, I mean, the guy's exactly right. Detroit is struggling.
Which is funny because, you know, if you were praising the Dallas defense, and the defensive line has obviously gotten much better, but the linebackers are still sus, as the kids say. So, you know,
against the Eagles.
But to have your backup tight end is also out. So
Overshawn being back, though, helps a lot of that.
That could help, but these are places where you could really take advantage, right? Trying to get Jahmyr Gibbs out in space, trying to, you know, make some plays happen with your tight ends, but... they just, I don't know if they're going to be able to do that. We'll see about Gibbs tonight.
They have like three backup tight ends who all look exactly the same. And you throw it up, like, wait, who's that guy? But they're not as good as LaPorta, obviously.
You don't think Anthony Firkser is as good as Sam LaPorta? You can't get that analysis.
Isn't there another guy, too, named Wright or something?
No, Ross Dwelly. Yeah, Brock Wright. He's out.
Oh, he's out, too?
He's out, too. The backup's out.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Not good. Chris is also in Dallas. Chris, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. First off, I was at that Romo Cowboys Lions playoff game.
Yeah.
Great job by the refs picking up that flag. But I digress. But I got more trust in the Cowboys. I agree with our last caller. When we got down 21-0 as a 32-year-old Cowboys fan who's seen nothing but heartbreak my whole life, nobody thought we were going to come back and win that game. But we're rolling right now. We're hot. Nobody's playing better than Dak Prescott right now. We've got a complete team at this point following the trade deadline. And I like Dallas tonight. And if we win tonight, I think we got a shot to run the table and get into the playoffs.
Yeah, Chris, you certainly do. Thank you for that call. This is the last. There were these three games that you kind of circled as a Cowboy fan, yeah. Right? It was the game against the Eagles, the game against the Chiefs, yeah. And now this game against yeah. Detroit. And then things lighten up a little bit as far as like games you're going to be favored in and all of that. If you get past this, if you're Dallas, you are no doubt the hottest team in the NFL. And I think unless you stub your toe, you have a real, real shot to make the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely.
Crazy.
You don't even need a win tonight because you can get the two wins at home in the next two games. And then all you have to do is make sure that the Commanders and the Giants don't play spoiler. And let's face it, the Commanders, even with Jaden Daniels, that defense has struggled. Dallas has no excuse to lose that game.
Over or under tonight, 54.5.
I'd go under on that because Dallas's defense, as you described, is much better.
But I think that the Lions know that they have to put up at least 30 to win, no?
Yeah. Yes.
Both teams probably think that.
Right. So both teams, if it's 30 to, what do you need to get? 24. So that's 54. Okay.
Carry the one.
That's still a lot of points. I just think Detroit is, what's their best weapon tonight? It's the run game. It's Jahmyr Gibbs. Yeah. So I think that they're not going to really. If Amon-Ra St. Brown's not out there, how are you getting to 54? And I think Dallas is going to do the same thing. They're going to want to run the ball. But I could be absolutely wrong. It is indoors and it's Thursday.
Dallas, I feel like Dak's going to be throwing it all around.
41-38.
This feels like blowout city. I'm not sure from who.
On which side?
I'm not sure from who.
Oh.
I'll be honest. I know that sucks, but something tells me that. I mean, I think I lean Cowboys come in and make a massive statement and like, oh, crap, maybe this team is really, really good. But then the Lions are also a team backed into a corner. And I do wonder if we're like jumping the gun a little bit on all this Dallas love. I mean, the only road game they won in the streak was against the Raiders. And I just think you got to throw that game out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they benched their two best receivers the first drive and they still won by 20-something points. I mean, but I don't think this is going to be a close game. I think this is one of those like, fights where you have like a second round knockout. You're like, somebody's gonna get knocked out in the second round. I'm not sure who, but I don't think this is a close game tonight.
Because you think they both come out throwing haymakers. Like, yeah. Both teams realize they need to get off to a fast start.
I think you're gonna see people trying to make big plays early, and someone's gonna jump out to an early start. Either Lions are gonna be playing catch up all night because they make some early mistakes, especially with Dan Campbell possibly going for it on fourth down, trying to make a statement of his own with the Lions, or I think the Cowboys, who are playing some great football, are gonna take advantage of a Lions team that is absolutely depleted.
Hmm. Let's put the poll question up. Who do you trust more down the stretch, Lions or Cowboys? And do you think, as EJ said, it's going to be blowout city, which sounds like not a fun place to hang out. Blowout city sounds like it sucks.
Unless you're doing the blowing out.
Let's get to Bogus, who's got the latest headlines.
Guys, good morning. Those headlines sponsored by Prize Picks. On Prize Picks, you simply pick 2 to 6 players, choose more or less, and watch your lineups light up like the holidays. Download Prize Picks and use code PRIMETIME.
Don't forget, you know I had two sides. Right?
And get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com. For restrictions and details. Here is what we know right now about Giannis. He is still a Milwaukee Buck. What we don't know, does he have two working legs?
Giannis dancing in the mid-range, finding a cutting AJ Green.
And that's the key. Giannis, Giannis is down, Lisa. Didn't look good.
Snitches get stitches.
It does not look good. He went down and immediately summoned for the trainer.
He's grabbing at that right leg initially, it looked like.
Yeah, it's a right calf strain for now. An MRI is coming, but the Bucks say they've already ruled out an Achilles injury. As for the Shams report that the Bucks and Giannis are now discussing his future, which could lead to a trade, here's Doc Rivers.
There's been no conversations. I want to make it clear just for the, I would say one more time, but for the 50th time, it clearly is not getting the One Network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded.
The spin doctor is back.
I can't make that more clear.
In his defense,
didn't mean to jump him there.
What's the spin? That the technicality of Giannis never asked for a trade? That somebody else has asked for a trade?
Okay. Definitely. We knew back in August that he wanted to go to the Knicks. So he said he was going to give it he didn't say this, but the insider said he was going to give it about 25 games, and it's been about 25 on the nose.
Let's go, Knicks!
And here we are. Oh, I'm so happy the spin doctor's back. We haven't done Doc Rivers telling lies at the podium. No, I mean, he's
between that and Antetokounmpo, we're going to have a lot of fun in the next however many long months he's with the Bucks, or weeks, maybe.
Antetokounmpo is one of the best.
Antetokounmpo!
My fear is, the second you say any team or anybody says it's not an Achilles injury, like the next scene in the movie is always an Achilles injury. We're like 10 for the last 10 on possible Achilles injuries, turning into full-blown Achilles injuries.
Yeah,
and the way he went down, that was my first thought.
Well, that was the spin, because Doc was saying it wasn't a non-contact injury because he got bumped on a driving to the baseline to make that pass, and so he was off balance. But he takes 3 steps and then actually gets shot in the leg and just drops to the court.
Right, which is often really the worst.
It would certainly look like a non-contact, no matter what happened to him along the baseline 25 feet away.
I'm going to be honest, when I saw the injury, I thought it looked almost fake. And I'm not accusing him of anything. It just looked so awkward the way he went down. It looked like
fell down.
Like a flop, if you will. And I'm like, all right, so the day that it comes out that he and his representatives are talking to the Bucks about a possible trade.
She put on her tinfoil hat. That's
well, maybe he doesn't want to play anymore because maybe he doesn't want to get hurt lower the possibility that he would get traded. But if this is real, then...
All right, Terry Rozier.
I'm sorry.
Well, you'd have to go then...
I didn't bet his props, thankfully.
You'd have to go a step farther, though, and tell me then how Thanasis is a great actor, because he was on the bench and he was concerned for his brother. They cut to him right away.
Well, Thanasis is...
He's a phenomenal actor. He's been cosplaying as a basketball player over the last 5 years.
Well said.
Brilliant.
The Bucks won this game, by the way, despite Giannis getting hurt very early in it. 113-109 over the Pistons. Jericho Sims checking with 15 points and 14 boards for Milwaukee.
No way.
Stunned. 100%. I couldn't get him on Prize Picks. I was really bummed about it.
No wonder Giannis wants to leave, man. He's got Jericho Sims out there getting double-doubles for him. Come on, man.
Elsewhere on the divorce circuit, the Clippers won in Atlanta, 115-92, ending their 5-game skid hours after sending an apparently unhappy Chris Paul home. Cooper Flagg, 22, and the Mavs, 118-108 win over the Heat. And Jamal Murray hit 10 threes, scored
incredible
52 points in the Nuggets' 135-120 win in Indiana. Colts corner Sauce Gardner did not practice yesterday. NFL Network says he will likely avoid short-term IR for that calf injury he suffered Sunday. The Ravens signing tight end Mark Andrews to a 3-year extension reportedly guarantees him $26 million.
Later, Isaiah Likely.
South Florida hiring Ohio State offensive coordinator Brian Hartline as head coach. Hartline will stay with the Buckeyes through the CFP. And Alex Ovechkin did some scoring last night in San Jose.
Chikrin. From center point, lets it go. Rebound, Leonard, the chip in front, and Ovechkin scores again. It's his second. It's a power play goal for Alex Ovechkin and the 911th of his NHL career. The Capitals blowing the doors off. It's 5-0 Washington.
Blowout city in San Jose, one might say.
And I was going to say, it's
John
Blowout
Walton's
city
voice.
It sounds like a place that Batman has to save from the bad guys. They've overrun Blowout City.
You have 24 hours before 10 bombs go off on Blowout City.
Meanwhile, living in a house of one woman and one teenaged female, Blowout made me think about hair appointments.
That could be. Or just clearance sales.
Right, yes.
Wow, I must I got to get my mind out the gutter.
Get a different algorithm, Manny.
I'm confused. What were you thinking of?
I was thinking more like Riley Reid.
So I'm even more confused now.
Cannot believe you said that name on national radio.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Very good. You don't.
Good.
Don't Google it.
Definitely not on these computers.
Is it a man or a woman? I'm going to guess it's a woman.
Lady. Yeah, okay. It's a lady. Very talented lady.
Oh, I'm sure.
You're a pig.
Sorry.
We got to get Manny a girlfriend.
Yeah, and again, I apologize for suggesting that one of your accomplished, attractive friends should have ever talked to him. My bad.
My friends are in their 40s.
I know. I wanted somebody
Maybe he's 28. But it's not going to work.
First of all, age is just a number.
Yeah, true. What, did Bill Belichick tell you that?
Oy! No, Spotify told me that yesterday. Spotify Wrapped. I saw some people who were in their 20s that had the age of their music listening, 72.
Oh, well.
John Jastrzemski. Sorry, John.
40-year-olds are cool. I see them all the time at the gym. I don't have the stones to go up to them and talk to them and ask them about their 401k or anything. But.
Yeah, Manny needs a mature woman. He doesn't need a similarly aged girl who's lost in the weeds as well.
No, the question is, does a mature woman need Manny?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, not a chance.
Some might.
Not a chance.
All right.
You should go to the Knicks parade. A lot of well-off 40-year-old women after they beat the Hawks.
That was a good idea.
When we win the NBA Cup, I'll definitely be down there for the parade.
Oh, God.
They're going to have a party, aren't they?
Yeah, I hope not.
They'll raise a banner, just like the Lakers.
Well, yeah, they'll raise a banner, and I won't be happy about it because, raise an NBA Finals one first.
Most importantly, yeah, do not date a woman who takes the in-season tournament seriously. That's rule number one. Sorry, EJ.
Rule number two will be finding a woman that actually takes it seriously.
There's got to be a couple.
Maybe they like the funny looking courts.
Maybe. Yeah.
You'll be lucky if you get a woman who knows two out of the starting five of the Knicks. Can we just start the bar a little lower?
A lot of Villanova grads.
No, you need to know the entire rotation. Are you drunk? I have to know. I have to know for a fact that you know that Miles McBride used to play quarterback in high school.
Yeah, you needed to be able to laugh at that Thanasis Antetokounmpo joke. You need a woman for that.
If you do not
Thanasis Antetokounmpo.
If you do not appreciate Tyler Colic minutes, then you're not the one.
Oh, 100%.
EJ in the pre-production call last night said, "So do you guys want to talk about, does Giannis make the next team he's on an instant title contender?" I'm like, "Oh, geez, are we already starting it?" But then after the injury, I noticed the energy is a little calmer over there.
Oh, I'm not sure he's going to be a Knick. I'm actually not banging on that.
If he's a Knick, I'm out.
I'm not. I don't think.
Why? That's not the most villainous place he can go.
No. Of this show, assume that trade announcement is also my resignation letter. I can't let them have something. I'll co-sign both.
Oh God, you guys are cowards.
Well, I mean,
they don't want us to be happy, man. That's the thing. They want us to be miserable young men for the rest of our lives. That's what these old people want.
You know? I mean, so sad.
Bugs, would it be interesting? It'd be consistent though. A player in his low 30s, huge salary, comes to Knicks, gets injured.
Yeah.
That's happening, guys. Are you ready for it?
You realize Joel Embiid is your franchise player, right?
Joel Embiid is still being paid
sure
by
not.
The... Is Joel Embiid still being paid now?
He's getting paid like it.
They're getting paid still by the Sixers?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Oh, gosh.
If you want to talk about big three, let's talk about the Sixers. Tyrese Maxey, VJ Edgecombe, and Jared McCain. The big three.
VJ Edgecombe 6 months ago.
You wonder the funny part.
I had to talk you off the ledge when they drafted that guy.
The funniest part about this whole thing is that Daryl Morey, the general manager of the Sixers, has never met a superstar trade that he didn't fall in love with. And it's possible Giannis is coming your way, Pearl.
Oh, I love that.
I haven't heard that.
With a bad calf? Oof.
Perfect.
That bad calf is a real issue here.
Or it's fake. I'm just kidding. I'm not accusing him of that. It just looked very, very weird. No? Is anyone going to back me up? It looked awkward.
No, I thought he felt like a rock as well. And I was like, huh, that looks a tad suspicious, but I'm not going to call him out and say that's fake. Good Lord.
Happens though when you hurt your calf. I remember when Shaq and the Celtics pulled his calf and he looked like he got shot. Like
he was 40.
Celtics Shaq, 700 pounds.
Yeah. It looked similar.
He was probably 32, by the way, and just looked 40.
Shaq got so mad at Sports Illustrated when he was with the Cavs, not the Celtics. So one of those other later stops, they put him on the cover with just a close up of his face, and he looked kind of old. Like it just wasn't, for what we're used to. And it just was not like a particularly flattering photo. Do you remember this, Pearl?
No.
So we go to interview Shaq from the SI video side of this to do an interview where he was doing a promotional tour for something. I think a video game. I'm not sure. and he was so mean to us. It was so weird. We're like, Shaq's here. Let's do some fun, cool. This is Shaq. And he wouldn't give us the time of day. These short answers, he was not fun. He was not in the mood. And it was only after we were packing up to go, we're like, man, what did we do to Shaq? Like, this is all the plans we had got totally busted. He was so standoffish and, like, not him at all. And after he goes, tell everybody back at Sports Illustrated, thanks for the stupid photo. And we're just like, oh, that we have nothing to do with that. We're not the magazine. We're the website. Had we known.
Do it again, Chuck.
Sorry. Was I airing dirty laundry there?
No, I didn't say so. I'm going to knock your ass out.
That was a live shot of what Shaq was telling
he
the Maggie.
So
10 years
not
ago.
Into it. I was so bummed.
Play him if you want to.
But I get it. It was a bad photo. I probably would have done the same thing.
I mean, you had a book not published.
Oh, my God. The book. I've got an update on that. Oh, my God. The book where. Oh, do I have to go back through that?
Now I got to hear about this.
So someone who I know is writing a book about people who are in creative fields who have to keep, it's called creative endurance. So people have to consistently be delivering on creative things. So save your jokes about our show to yourself, but they asked to talk to me. And instead of doing photos of the people they talked to, they did drawings, cartoon drawings. And I look like a meatball.
Oh, right.
No.
I remember that.
I say you look like Caillou, but that's my opinion.
That's not.
That doesn't help a lot.
No.
Caillou's nice.
Yeah, but Caillou doesn't look like Mags. That's the problem.
I thought it was
I showed you guys
harmless.
And you burst out laughing. It
I
is
understood
terrible.
Your objection.
Caillou looks more like Pipilotti.
Meanwhile, I wrote to the dude and said, like, hey, ha ha ha, doesn't really look like me. Anyway, the book's coming out very soon.
And the picture wasn't changed?
Nope.
Can we get a copy?
Sure, you probably get a signed copy.
Hell yeah.
Not by me, but by him.
Oh, what's the point?
Listen, right. Caillou-inspired drawings of Maggie are going to fly off the shelves.
What
trust
I
me.
Live for.
It looks like my real-life dimensions would be 4'10", 250.
So fullback-ish.
I'd love for fullback. That's Danny DeVito.
It's like Khalid El Amin.
On my best day.
It's like Mrs. Puff.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. 888-710-4ISN. Folks, thanks so much. Coming up, this is going to be deliciously awkward if it happens. We'll break it down next.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Talking about the end of Shaq's career, where he bounced around a little bit, Pearl. Phoenix, Cleveland, Boston. Am I forgetting one?
Oh, yeah. I feel like feels like there were more in there, right?
Anyway, got into that last hour, last segment, rather. Meanwhile, how about this for something that could be amazingly awkward? Hall of Fame finalists for Pro Football Hall of Fame, Pearl came out. Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft both together in the same class. And obviously, that you would feel like that would make a lot of sense. But the way that things have gone over the last couple of years, it feels like now they're kind of sworn enemies.
You know, are they, though? What was that thing where Robert Kraft was going, admitted he would build a statue of Belichick?
They say that.
They kind of don't seem to go back and forth.
I see a Tom Brady statue. I don't see a Belichick statue yet.
Oh, there's I didn't even know there was a Tom Brady statue there.
He
came out early in the season. Yeah, but he said he would. I don't know. Brady and Belichick have obviously had tension, too, at 2019, and they seem fine. I don't know. Time heals all wounds. You know, Brett Favre was welcome back to the Packers. I'm not so worried about it. You think it'll be a big, awkward thing?
I do, and I actually think that Robert Kraft's going to throw his weight around to make sure this doesn't happen, because I don't think that he wants his moment to be overshadowed by Belichick. Mm. Look at that whole documentary that came out, what was it called, The Dynasty, where they basically tried to almost airbrush Bill Belichick out of the dynasty, like almost like they were succeeding in spite of him. And it made it feel like it was a Tom Brady, Robert Kraft production, and that Belichick was kind of just there being a grump.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that, throw his weight around. Kraft's been desperately trying to get in the Hall of Fame for a decade. Everyone knows that. Are you sure that he has any weight to throw around the situation? Because he couldn't even get in the first time, or second time, or the third time. He's been trying forever to do it. I don't know if he has the luxury of deciding when he gets in.
Yeah, that's fair, but... I think he'll try.
Also, from a travel standpoint, a lot of New England fans can just go to Canton on the same weekend. And I don't know if that's a consideration, but it would be nice.
Just like get it both in one foul swoop type of thing?
Well, yeah, because you know how those, you know, there's only so many hotel rooms in Canton for that weekend in early August. You just get all your Patriots fans. Then, boom, you're done.
Dynamite.
And they get Brady in, what, 3 years? How long has Brady been gone? 3 years from now, Brady?
No, I think it's less. Has he been retired for at least 3 years?
This is his third year of retirement, yeah.
Because he's been broadcasting for 2 years.
Yeah, he had like a gap year.
Meanwhile,
So in 5 years, he'll be eligible. So 3 years from now, Brady, I assume he makes it. I would vote for him.
How big of you? Meanwhile,
he's calling the plays, but she's calling the shots. It's time for As the Tar Heel Turns.
I'm sorry for jumping you.
That's okay. Meanwhile, the gossip that's going on with North Carolina and Bill Belichick, Pearl, you know, we don't let anything by us. It turns out that Jordan Hudson has made some FOIA requests. So Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, is how you can request documents from people who work for the state, the government, anything like that. These are open records requests. And it looks like Jordan Hudson is requesting emails between CBS News and the senior associate athletic director, Robbie Pickerel Evans. She wants correspondence received or sent by Dragan Mihaljevic from CBS News. Email anything that has CBS News on it, anything that says CBS or 60 Minutes, and any correspondence relating to an interview request for UNC head football coach Bill Belichick. She wants the emails, Pearl.
Wait, I don't understand. Okay. Why does the Freedom of Information Act apply to private emails?
Because they're UNC employees.
UNC is a state school.
Yeah.
Why can't she just get them from UNC? Doesn't she work for the school?
No, she does not. She does not work for the school. And they don't have to hand them over to just a person who wants them. It has to go through an official channel.
So Belichick is the head coach of the team and he can't get the emails?
No, you have to do a Freedom of Information Act.
Even in your own company?
He's an employee, just like the athletic director is.
Well, can he ask the athletic director, can you show me these emails? Like, they're coworkers.
Right? Yeah, but
like,
I think this is implying that they want to know what was 60 Minutes saying with the athletic director about that infamous Belichick interview with CBS. That's what I'm taking from this.
And you're saying that the athletic director is not on the same page with Jordan Hudson. Like,
I think that Jordan Hudson wants to know what was said between the athletic director, the associate athletic director, and CBS. You don't find that juicy?
No, I'd love to see those emails. But no, I've been out on Jordan Hudson for months. I really don't care. But I do think that If I could see someone's private emails, I'd love that. It's always embarrassing stuff in there.
That's just everyone's private emails anytime, anywhere. Perloff wants to see them. All right, coming up next, the future for one superstar.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.